Thank you. Hello and welcome to Integrated Corridor Management webinar, focusing on the Minneapolis, Houston, and San Diego Pioneer sites. My name is Jennifer Simone, and I'll be going over a few details before I turn the meeting over to Dale Thompson of the Federal Highway Administration. Today's webinar is being recorded. The recording will be posted online in the next week or so, and is meant to be used as a resource to help with ICM implementation. Today's webinar will last approximately 3 hours and is designed to be interactive. There will be an opportunity to ask questions following each presentation and again at the end of the webinar. While we may not be able to respond to all questions within the time frame, we will get back to you following the webinar if your question was unanswered. There will also be several times during the webinar where we'll solicit input from the audience to help us understand the state of the practice across the country in the area of integrated corridor management. As you might have noticed, all participants are in listen-only mode. The operator will give instructions during the question-answer sessions on how to ask questions over the phone. But you may also type questions into the chat area on the left side of your screen. So if you think of a question during a presentation, you can go ahead and type it in, and the presenters will try to answer it in line with their presentations if possible. There will also be several occasions where we'll bring up multiple choice polls. During these polls, please keep in mind that although the participants cannot see who responded to the questions, the USDOT webinar hosts are able to associate responses with attendees, so therefore the polls are not completely anonymous. There will also be several occasions where we ask open-ended questions that we ask you to type your responses into the chat area, and again, these responses will not be anonymous. If anybody has any questions related to the webinar environment or the format of the webinar or any technical difficulties at any time, please feel free to type them into the chat box and I'll respond to you, or you can send me an email, and I do have my email address in the chat box, and I will try to get back to you as quickly as possible. At this time, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Dale Thompson of the Federal Highway Administration, who's going to be providing an overview of the USDOT's ICM initiative. So Dale, when you are ready, you can go ahead.
Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate that. And I'd like, on behalf of USDOT and my core team partners, Dee Mortensen from FCA, I represent Federal Highways, and Brian Kroner from RITA. Thank you guys very much for participating in the ICM webinar. And on behalf of our Pioneer sites, particularly today's presenters, Houston, Minneapolis, and San Diego. Before we really get into the details, I want to go over an agenda. But also, if you have trouble hearing the presenter, please type in the chat box such that we can make sure everybody's hearing what we're saying. In addition to that, we have all the participants muted, not because we don't want you participating or verbally asking questions. We encourage you to ask questions in the chat box. We also encourage questions verbally, but to reduce the background noise with possibly 80 participants online, they found that muting the participants with an action to verbally talk is more effective. So that's the purpose of that. It's not to that we don't want to hear from you. The whole purpose of webinars is to be interactive. And we designed this such that we can capture your questions, particularly the ones that are not verbalized, in a chat box, as well as through polling. And I think you're going to enjoy some of the polling questions. It gives you an opportunity to share with us, DOT, and the other Pioneer sites, where you are in ICM, and share with us some of the things that you have going on. So I think that's going to be effective today. I want to acknowledge, I know we can't do introductions around the phone, but I want to acknowledge the participants that signed up for today's conference. We have two other conferences later in the week, next week, July 22nd and July 24th, where the other Pioneer sites, Montgomery County, Oakland, California, Dallas, San Antonio, and Seattle, will be presenting on the 22nd and 24th. But today's call, we had 80 people, more than 80 participants, sign up. Of those, mostly the target audience, which is the transportation public agencies out there. We also had about 20 private sector participants signed up today, about 10 or so federal representatives, Federal Highways, FCA, and RITA, and others, and many division offices, and we welcome the division offices' participation. And we have, I think, a university or two, and I'd like to welcome Ontario, Canada. I'm not sure if they're on yet, but we had an international partner sign up, so I think it speaks well of the interest in corridor management and in the work that the Pioneer sites have done to date. Let me see if there's anything else. I also want to acknowledge, before I forget, some pretty important people in setting this up. SAIC, for Simone and her KGT team, April Armstrong and Laura Feast, the Noblest team, Mike Wasley and others, ITS America, Bill Anderson, and I already mentioned the core team up in the Federal Highway, so I think that gets most of that out of the way. As far as our agenda today, I'm going to give a 20-minute overview of the DOT program to get everybody on the same page of what we're trying to accomplish and how the Pioneer sites fit into that. I'm going to talk about where we are currently and then where we're going to be going, emphasizing some of the goals and that kind of thing of the program. Then we're going to give it to the sites. Each site will take about 30 minutes or so with questions to follow about where they are in the journey, primarily in how they develop their concepts of operations and requirements. So they'll be able to share with you some of the lessons learned and anecdotal information, any hints and recommendations on where they are or where they've been in regard to that. And then we'll open it up to questions and give the participants an opportunity to share some of their experiences as well. So we're not sure we're going to go the full 3 hours, but we have allocated 3 hours just in case we need it. Let's see. Okay, what I want to talk about today is some of what we'll just touch on some of these, but others will leave to spend a little more time. The goal of the program, the description of how we define ICM, Integrated Corridor Management, talk about the 8 Pioneer sites and some of their assets and attributes, the overall program, outlining for you the different things we have going on in this activity, beyond just concept of operations requirements development. We have some modeling activities going on and some research activities. They're going to feed into an overall demonstration in about a year or so. Some of our milestones, and also talk about our knowledge and technology transfer program. Okay, the purpose of the webinar, there's really 3 purposes behind this webinar. First, we thought it was really important for each of the 8 ICM Pioneer sites to give them an opportunity to for us to acknowledge the journey they've been on and the work they've done. As far as DOT is concerned, each of the 8 Pioneer sites has done a tremendous amount of work, not only collaborating within each metropolitan area, but also following a fairly strict systems engineering process to develop the concept of operations and requirements, which is really challenging among a multi-jurisdictional project like ICM. So I'll share with you those details and growing pains and lessons learned, but that's really the first objective, to highlight and showcase the Pioneer sites of where they are. Second is technology transfer, transferring what we've learned to other metropolitan areas outside of our 8 Pioneer sites that are interested in ICM. I think as far as the US DOT objective goes, the more corridor management systems that we have out there across the country, the better off we're going to be. And we can't really do that, or this program is not going to be effective unless we are able to pass on the lessons that we've learned. So that's really the second primary objective, is to give the participants in this call an opportunity to benefit from what we've done so far. And third, and that's kind of getting to the questions that we ask of you and the polling, is for us, DOT, to learn from you all, the participants. I think we're continually evolving this program and learning because there's a lot of activity in ICM going on out there outside of what DOT is doing, and we want to learn from that, so we want to give you all opportunity to help give us guidance and to participate as well. So really, it's a threefold objective for the webinar. Some hierarching goals of the ICM program. First, we are the purpose of the program is to demonstrate ICM, Integrated Corridor Management. We're doing that through a number of things. First, developing the methodology and tools to enable us to locations to do that. And then providing steps that the demonstration sites will follow. And then documenting that and passing that on in the form of knowledge and technology transfer and products and services. So really, again, like I mentioned, the main objective of the program is to, not that we have 8 Pioneer sites that develop concept operations requirements, not that we've modeled some of those sites, and not even that we demonstrated a couple of them, but that we have 10 or 15 other locations across the country afterwards that are doing ICMS. That's the success that defines success of the program. And so many of the things you see that we're doing focuses on transferring that to across the country. So initially, kind of in the way of defining corridor management, right now in most metropolitan areas you'll see yourself having a freeway system, arterial signal systems under a number of maybe multiple jurisdictions, rail systems, bus systems, all of these usually operate under often different agencies in their own level of sophistication and under their own operating conditions, own different performance measures. And they all may be along a certain corridor, but not necessarily optimizing or leveraging upon the systems they have and their operating potential. Under integrated corridor management, the idea is to integrate those systems. Traffic operation centers can talk to each other. Real-time data can be transferred back and forth as appropriate, so that we optimize operations along, a freeway corridor or any transportation corridor, and the components of that corridor. Know what's going on within their neighboring network, so transit, freeway, arterials, have a picture of what's going on amongst their partner agencies, and when something happens, they can respond to that fairly in real time, and working together for maximizing mobility and operations. So that's the main concept of ICM. So in the order of demonstrating ICM, USDOT decided to select. We solicited four and got approximately 23 responses for locations that were interested in partnering with DOT to become pioneer sites in the demonstration of ICMS. So these eight sites were selected: Seattle, Minneapolis, Oakland, and San Diego, Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Montgomery County, to be pioneer sites. And what that means is it's really a multiple-step process. First, the sites were asked to develop ICMS, concepts of operations, and then the requirements to meet those needs and those kinds of preparations. And that's what these sites have done, and that's what they're going to be explaining to you what they've done in the journey today. That's where we are today. The sites will then, some of them will be asked to model, with DOT will model and simulate the ICM in those cities. And the final step would be to demonstrate. So those are the kind of the phases that we're in as far as an overall goal of demonstrating ICM. Of the eight sites, these are the various attributes of each. Not all of them have all of these components. You can see how most of the sites have certain key components that define maybe a core element of ICM. Freeway systems, arterials, some level of transit, so whether it's bus or bus rapid transit, some hard rail or metro. Most of them have HOV lanes, and some have tolling and even pricing. So you see a core set probably and some other attributes that make them a little bit unique in how ICMS is going to be implemented in these corridors and these locations. And I think that's what's going to happen across the country. They're going to see have various applications across the country. And so we've designed the program guidance, the modeling methodologies around multiple use. It's not tied around one technology, one model. It's not tied around certain applications, but they can be used and tailored to meet the unique needs of each metropolitan area and each corridor within a metropolitan area. As far as the overall program, we have various components. First, we think it's really important for stakeholder involvement, and since 2004, when we envisioned this program, we've had that. Initially, it was more general guidance to the DOT, and particularly in the last year or so, it's been more technical guidance with technical experts helping us out in certain areas of surveillance and monitoring and data collection, other areas of integration, and then even decision support systems for ICM. So we've engaged various number of stakeholders, and we continue to do that. And at the end of this webinar, we'll be inviting each of you to possibly join in an ICM stakeholder forum if you're interested. Next is more of a research component, things we can learn, tools we can develop to help in the implementation of integrated corridor management. Some of the modeling work and initial modeling methodology development was done in phase two. And then phase three is the demonstration piece, made up of three components: the COPS requirements, specifications development that the sites have completed, and now we're moving into phase two, or stage two of this phase, which is the modeling of the sites themselves, and then we'll be going into demonstration in approximately 15 to 18 months. Phase four is the knowledge and technology transfer we talked about. So we have a knowledge base that we've posted all of our products on, and we will continue to update. I think that's really important for those of you who are interested in doing ICM. And from learning from the DOT experience, that's where most of our transfer will be done on a knowledge base, and we'll give you that information of where that is. And finally, standards. DOT is developing standards throughout many different facets of DOT and transportation applications, traffic management centers, transit, freeway, whole lot of detail on this, but this is really the crux of what the sites are going to be talking about and presenting. They were asked to follow a fairly rigid systems engineering process, and that process followed this V diagram, the famous V diagram that talks about components and elements and phases of implementation, basically identifying the problems in your metropolitan area. All the jurisdictions involved in your corridor operations should be around the table talking about what those, and coming to closure on what the needs are within your metropolitan area and within that corridor. And then those needs, starting from those needs, they fine-tune the concept operations vision for ICM, and then begin the journey of developing requirements. They're higher-level corridor requirements. And then once those are finalized, then those documents help in really clearly having a vision that you're able to go to a more detailed design on. It defines how you're going to operate, the roles of the jurisdictions, what you want to accomplish. But to do that, each of these sites follow this rigid process, and they'll explain to you how the process went and how they each did it and things they learned from that. Okay, as far as the overall integrated corridor management program is concerned, this is meant to show our philosophy on modeling and simulating within the ICM context, particularly when you're looking at performance measurement. It's really difficult to do modeling or even real-time operations unless you have data. So when you're looking at this particular piece, the archive data, if you don't have fairly accurate and good coverage of data, then it's difficult to even model what you want to accomplish. In an integrated corridor management approach, that includes transit on many networks, transit networks, freeway arterial networks. So the data is very important, and the ability to validate the accuracy of that data. In the modeling component, that's important because it allows you to understand the conditions that are going on out there, maybe even to isolate. For example, there's many strategies within integrated corridor management. If you want to isolate a strategy to see what that strategy's impacts might be for reasons that maybe you can't fully implement ICM all at once, the modeling and simulation helps you to do that. Modeling ICM is not easy, and we developed a methodology to do that that we'll share some details with you now. But if you want to know more about that process, I recommend you go to our knowledge base because there's methodology documents that we developed that are there. There's summary results documents that are there as well. So that would be valuable to you. And then finally, the performance measurement piece. Once you define your corridor level measures, then all the stakeholders can align to that as an objective, and all these pieces can fit in that process. And if you really are lacking in one of these three areas, you probably will not be optimally and most efficiently operating an ICMS. And this can apply really to any ITS and operations conditions, whether it be an isolated network like arterials or freeways or transit, or when you combine two or more of those. Okay, just really briefly on our modeling methodology. We developed a new methodology based on some experiences across the country. I think some of the California county and condition management agencies have done some of these. So it's an idea of combining the three different levels of models. They each operate separately, but then the output of each model is integrated and structured so that the other ones can feed and work together at these different levels. So regional patterns in the macroscopic model, the higher level model, generally planning models, using that tool allows mode shift and some more additional transit analysis. When you get into the more dynamic or mesoscopic models, we can look at the changes that are applied to traffic patterns based on traveler information strategies, hot lane and congestion pricing, and diversion routes. So that's done at the mesoscopic level. And then our methodology uses microscopic models to look at more specific arterial traffic signal control strategies and RAT metering and things like that. So all these combined help with a unique methodology that can be duplicated. And it doesn't really matter what models you use. So that's kind of a high-level summary of how we methodology to a test corridor, that real-world test corridor using real-world data, and the results of that are posted on our knowledge base. And then that same methodology and approach we're going to use on the sites that we've selected, the actual real-world pioneer sites we've selected to model. Okay. For this year, 2008, these are the major milestones that we have hit. Again, the knowledge technology transfer is continuous, top. Each of the sites has completed the test, or actually we've completed our test corridor analysis and for the modeling simulation. The 8 sites have completed their operations, reconnaissance requirements. We'll talk about that today. And we're moving into the phase of modeling the real-world pioneer sites, and that should be completed in about 18 months, which is a pretty aggressive schedule. And then we will be completing our AMS experimental plans. Each of the sites that's selected will develop experimental plans for the modeling, and that will be developed in about a 2-month time frame from now. That's what we're looking at for this year. Finally, I'm just going to bring your attention to the actual ICM knowledge and tech transfer knowledge base to this website right here. These are the kind of resources you'll find at this location. Some of them are more higher level, some of them are more technical. I think you can get some good overviews and status of the ICM program in the newsletter. Fact sheets are good for overviews and talking points. If you're interested in selling the idea of ICM or ICMS within your region, this is a good location to go to. For the DOT division offices, Federal Highway Division offices, we have presentations that you can use. So just call some of the core team members up and at starting points, and we can get you some of the material. But again, this is a good resource here for background information on ICM, as well as some technical information and reports. And we continually update this as we proceed in the program. Okay, as far as near-term things that we'll be posting, we have the webinar information that we'll be posting, new fact sheets, and some lessons learned from the sites. So we are going to be updating our ICM guidance documents, so those will be coming online the next year as well. Okay, these are the core team members from RITA, Brian Cronin, Steve Morrison from FTA, and myself from Federal Highways, and again, the website is here. I believe that concludes the DOT presentation, so I'd be happy to take some verbal questions. I don't like the idea of not having heard from anybody verbally, so I sure hope you guys are out there. And finally, if you haven't already, please use the chat. That really is going to help us out as far as clearly being able to answer questions and give us information on your locations and sites and interests.
And Sharon, while we're taking questions, we'll give the instructions on how to ask them over the phone in a minute. I'm going to bring up some polling questions to give everybody a chance to answer those while you're also asking any questions of Dale and Dale's responding. So I'm going to bring those up on the screen in a minute and you can just respond to them. The first question, what corridors in your area might be feasible candidates for implementing ICM? I'm going to ask if you can type your responses into the chat box and send them to everyone. That's an open-ended question. The other three questions will be in the polls, which I'm going to bring up right now. In the meantime, if the operator can give instructions on how to ask questions over the phone, we'll take some questions for Dale.
All right, thank you. At this time, we're ready to begin a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1, and please record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. To ask a question, please press star 1, and please record your name. One moment, please.
If you don't have a specific question, but you have a general comment on what you've heard so far, that's welcome as well. I see some of you are responding to the polls. I like that. That's the polls are going to give us some good opportunities for discussion, as well as DOT some good information on what's going on out across the country outside the pioneer sites.
And again, please, you know, if you are planning on implementing ICM, if you could type in the chat box what corridors you might be implementing it in, or if you are in the process of implementing it.
There are no questions or comments at this time.
All right, thank you.
And again, if you haven't yet responded to the poll, I encourage you to. You just need to select your answers, and you can change your answer if you want to also. So if you answer something and decide you want to change it, just go ahead and select another answer. We'll give you a few more seconds to respond.
Jennifer, we have three questions up here, is that right?
Yes.
That's all I'm seeing.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And if you do choose the other option for the two questions that have other as an option, if you could also just type a little explanation into the chat box. So I see if someone's not planning on implementing ICM and they did select other, if you want to give us a little more detail as to why not, that'd be great. Looks like a lot of people are in the concept stage right now. We do have a question that came in. Is there anything in Florida regarding integrated corridor management? I don't know, Dale, if you know of anything, or we could also, if anybody wants to jump on the phone and say anything about Florida, that's fine.
I don't really recall. I know a number of corridors that have probably the sophistication to do that. I'm not aware of ICMS discussions or COPS requirements development yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going on. I just haven't heard of it.
Okay, if anybody wants to further comment, please jump on the line. I believe it's star one, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So yeah, if you do want to mention anything over the phone, just press star one and we can open your phone line.
For the questions, I'm going to go over some of them. The first one, for the corridor in your area that you are most familiar with, what phase of ICM implementation are you currently in? It looks like the majority of folks are in the development stage, so that means the constant operations requirements phase. I'm not sure if you're in the beginning of that or the middle or just finishing it, but I think you may gain some knowledge while the sites are discussing their journey. But also, if you could share with us how, if there's any differences in your challenges and lessons learned that what is brought up, throw that on the chat box for discussion or verbally respond. I think that would be really fitting as far as the discussion topic.
And another question just came in also about Florida as to who would be the individual or organization to contact in Florida to start the conversation on ICM.
I know Florida is, as far as the DOT goes, it's fairly decentralized, so they're going to have different contact points within the Florida DOT. I recommend possibly going to the Federal Highway Division office for guidance there. I'm not 100% sure who that contact is right now or their number, but if you send that email to me and my contact information is there, I will get back to you as far as who that is. Unless there's somebody else on the call that can actually specify who that might be in Florida Division Office, Federal Highway Division Office.
Should we continue on? It looks like most people have responded at this point that are going to respond.
Yeah, as far as the second polling question, if you're implementing ICM, what types of core level performance measures are you looking at? As far as DOT goes, the mobility and reliability measures are pretty consistent with the process we're following. That makes up almost 80% of the responses. Safety, I think, is included in our measures as well, looking at the impact on crashes, and then there's the emissions measures. DOT is actually, because of the whole going green concepts and things, we're looking at advancing some of our emissions and fuel consumption measures, particularly in areas of pricing and that kind of thing. And finally, if you are not planning on playing ICM, why? A lot of it might be, looks like a lack of funding, just I guess lack of focused support at this point. So hopefully some of the things that we're learning and some of the justifications and results that we're developing will help in selling the story in a